The signing bonus program is $10,000?
We broke it down over 3 years to try to encourage that longevity. So the first year after they sign up, they get through our backgrounds, we actually give them a job and sign on the dotted line. They get a gross $5,000. And then at the completion of their 1 year or their first year anniversary, they'll get $3,000. And then at the completion of their 2 years, they get the final $2,000. So the idea was to help my budget a little bit and not to pay out so much up front, but also to try to encourage and retain those experienced people. We are as close to ever being completely filled. We can look at about 4 people on our patrol side that I believe this recruiting concept has really helped us with. And then on the detention side, 2 people so far.
Has it been an issue for a long time as far as attracting and retaining people with experience in the department?
You know, it has. I don't think it's just us exclusively at the sheriff's office. I think law enforcement in general, our numbers are down. Many, many years ago when I applied, I was testing against 64 people at the Glenwood Springs Police Department and spent almost a year on an eligibility list before I got hired. And it was kind of the old days. Nowadays, that we're constantly sort of in a hiring mode between, you know, trying to keep people and trying to get, you know, one up on the positions. That's definitely been a challenge, particularly the last couple of years.
What's your theory on why there are not people pursuing jobs in law enforcement?
A lot of theories. You could certainly look at the current issues going on in this country, and I think that's more of a, you know, a newer issue, although I think we've seen evidence of that, particularly in larger cities. But I think overall, over the years, law enforcement off jobs just aren't as attractive to people. You've got a younger generation, probably more into, you know, the tech things and other things that pay better or, you know, more, I guess, more interesting. Certainly, I can't say more exciting, but pay isn't generally, you know, the best when you compare it to, you know, some other professions. So I think all those things have sort of added up to the difficulty that we're seeing in law enforcement and trying to recruit people and keep people in the business.
How do we handle something like that in the future, 10, 20 years from now?
There's a lot of conversations and obviously a lot of different theories as what's causing it. Pay is a big issue. You know, you're never going to see law enforcement positions pay, certainly given the level of danger and, you know, in the job with tech jobs or Wall Street jobs or what have you. So I think there's a lot of conversation about what's causing it. I'm not so sure that there's a lot of solution to doing it. And essentially with our bonus program, I mean, it sounds kind of cold, but we're basically trying to draw from our fellow agencies because I've got positions to fill and I'm responsible for running the sheriff's office. Last year, we did a pretty thorough salary survey, 14 agencies in the area, sheriff's offices, police departments, agencies that we lose people to. And we gathered all the numbers. We looked at our starting pay and we actually moved it from, I think it was $22.65 to $23.35. Right now, we feel like we're in a better, more comfortable position than we have been in a while.